Are you ready for showtime? I can't hear you. Are you ready for showtime?
We're going to capture these blue scientists, these 18th degree black belt, blue savant idiots, man, in their most feral, dangerous, and wild state.
Most places around the United States, you won't hear much blues played on radio.
All right, how y'all feel? You feeling all right?
Well, the blues is a thing that's always been here. Always will.
Keep that going! And we welcome the legendary Mississippi Sax, the godfather of the blues.
Hit me with the blues now.
Well, hello to you and welcome again. It's 10 o'clock blues time. My name is Stumpy Steve Smith. Glad you're sitting around and looking for something to do, so looking to something to listen to. And I've got a couple hours of blues that I'm more than happy to share with you. Coming up, we'll hear from Cindy Cashdollar, who has a new album out. Lots of great guests on that one. Harper, remember the Harper, the Australian / Michigan guy, Harper? He's got a new album out too. And we're going to open our show with Mr. Watermelon Slim. His new double album is called Traveling Man. Here's a song called Truck Driving Songs. And I think we all owe the truckers a little extra debt of gratitude in these difficult times. Here's Watermelon Slim on the 10 o'clock blues.
When I was out on the road in my local Elm Pride, when a sweet little thing said, "Driver, please tell me why you work so hard, get so dirty driving round in that Big Mac truck. They tell me that you never get home, and in the summer you burn, and in the winter you freeze. You tell me all about it, I'll show you my tattoo." So I said to the little girl, said, "I do it for the money, but mostly for the music. There's nothing but a song of 24-inch tires in the rain. Never get lonely, though the being alone might drive a lot of men insane. I do it for the tunes I hear and a good cold beer waiting for me at the end of my last mile. Don't believe it when they tell you truck driving songs are ever going out of style. Play the thing." She thought for a minute and she cocked her head. And then she grinned and shook my hand. Then she pulled down her dress and she showed me her eagle. Said, "Now I understand why my old man is a fool for a 18-wheeler, 'cause he says about the same darn thing. And I'd like to show you more, but I know I'd regret it if I do." And I told her I was pleased to explain why we do the things we do, and then I'm proud you took the time to ask. "I'd like to have a cutie just like you waiting home to thank me for my thankless task. I'd like to see more, but I'm proud to do it for the chance to make you smile. Now you know why truck driving songs ain't ever going out of style. And if you see me on the interstate rolling, don't you mess with your radio dial. I'm one good reason why truck driving songs ain't ever going out of style. What's your 20? Come on, driver. I'm one good reason why truck driving songs ain't ever going out of style. 10-4 we gone, come on. I'm one good reason why truck driving songs ain't ever going out." how to style.
Look, man, you know we go to prison. You sure that you don't pay no fine. Didn't they tell you to practice this for a long time?
Hey!
We'll be right back.
made faith is the brain.
O'clock Blues, that is the Betty Fox Band, Peace in Pieces. Also, we heard the band Trigger Hippie going back a few years there. Corey Harris going back a few more years with a song called Basshead. And we opened the set with some truck driving songs, or a song about truck driving songs. I guess that's how you'd phrase that, by Mr. Watermelon Slim. That's from his new live double album. It's called Traveling Man. We'll be hearing from the Allman Brothers live material from back when both the Allmans were still alive. Also, we'll hear from Harper and the Wood Brothers. But next, it's Cindy Cashdollar. Waltz for Abilene is the name of her latest album. And we're going to hear a duet she does with Omar Kent Dykes on an old Howlin' Wolf song. You've probably heard it before. It's called How Many More Years. It's next on the 10 O'Clock Blues.
Thank you. Anymore. every time I go back home, brushing leaves off of the stone. From the grave I see up the hill, same old tree stand there still. And it's a little bit sweet, it's a little bit bitter. In my old bed I fall asleep and the spirits visit me. I wake up and I'm all alone, stuck inside my skin and bone. It's a little bit sweet, it's a little bit bitter. Bittersweet, that's the way love is made to be.
O'Clock Blues and the Wood Brothers with Little Bit Sweet from Kingdom in My Mind. Also, we heard the Corey Dennison Band and Cindy Cashdollar. You just heard her playing guitar. Omar Kent Dykes on vocals because we're covering a Howlin' Wolf song. And if you get to cover a Howlin' Wolf song and you can get Omar Kent Dykes to fill in, I mean, that's a pretty good deal. That was How Many More Years? Still ahead tonight, we'll hear from the James Hunter Six in a few moments. Also, Whitney Shea and Robert Cray. And next, it's Mr. Harper. His name is Harper, and his band Midwest Kind. The new album is called Rise Up. This is the title cut to it, as we continue on the 10 o'clock blues.
Rise up, oh. Nothing's really stronger than words. Rise up.
Sister Lucille said to her, "Oh, I so will take."
Down from your door. Oh. pushing me. Wind's at my back, babe.
O'clock Blues, that of course is Sonny Landreth, Blacktop Run. That is the title track to his new album. Also, we heard from the Allman Brothers Band, back with Greg and Dwayne and all of them. All of the Allmans were still alive back then. That was live at the Atlanta International Pops Festival. And we also heard from Harper in that set with Rise Up. Still to come, we've got a classic from Eddie Boy just a few minutes from now. We don't hear that one all that often. We've got a whole nother hour of the 10 o'clock blues if you're listening to the broadcast edition, so do look forward to that. And up next, we will continue with music from the James Hunter Six. This one's called He's Your Could Have Been. It's next on the 10 o'clock blues.
What might have come your way if he would have been? Look what you've been and done. Look what you could have won. Now if I'd been late coming out the gate, would I have been the one? Ooh,
future be? When I was one of many number of possibilities. Oh, easier could have been. I hear them say you should have sinned. The one that got away on that fateful day when I walked in.
Just wish me away. You're change your mind. I need time to heal.